Six.
From the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an overview of the reorganization of DOS Facilities Management Division as authorized in the 2012 adopted budget. At our May meeting cycle, this item was laid over, informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Farley.
Mr. Chair, Pat Farley, Director of DAS.
Julie Esch, Director of Operations, DAS.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that name.
Julie Esch.
And Greg High.
Greg High, Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is an item that was on the May agenda. I would like to thank the chairman and committee members for the condolences. I had a death in the family. I do appreciate the condolences expressed at the May meeting. I am putting over for this month to address this issue. This is in front of you. I was asked to come and talk about the plan for facilities management in the future. You have in front of you a brief report on it, and I'll just kind of cover a few things. And I know Mr. High and Ms. Escher are here also to address questions and what have you during this part of the meeting. The first part I wanted to discuss was the inspections and assessments of county-owned facilities. The first thing is, in the recent past, different departments around county government have received an inspection manual that was put together for buildings and other structures. So that is in possession of the departments currently. And then the next part of that we've worked on and we are working on in the future is the countywide building inspection program. The first thing I want to touch on is the inspection unit, and you're going to see that in the DOS requested budget. In the 2011 budget, I believe, they're having created 5 skilled trade positions in order, and those were left unfunded, and they're still currently unfunded. We're proposing to bring those in facilities management, form the inspection unit that was anticipated in 11, and provide funding for it in the 13 budget. And those inspection unit folks are going to be very key going forward on the countywide building inspection program. The property management units, or the PMs, have been provided a list of deficiencies that the Grafe report has found that are in the VFI, and that these inspectors are going to continually update. They've been found in each of their buildings. In January of each year, the PM units are going to be required to submit a copy of the inspection checklist that's actually part of that manual that they'll complete for their buildings and structures that come under their purview. The PM units are also going to be required to document their review of the VFA database. And I think, as this committee knows, the VFA database is the database that the county uses to try to document deferred maintenance and needs for the different buildings. The DOS FM is currently working on inputting additional data of the repair and the maintenance work that's completed and needed into the VFA. I believe we're about 80%?
60%.
60% right there.
We did get funding to complete
it. And that was funding as of last month, I believe, which came before this committee in order to move that process forward. Now, how does that, and that's kind of the general assessment of maintenance and buildings, interior, exterior, then capital requests, what's happening and what's, you know, going to happen. We are incorporating the inspection assessment, the VFA, and then in the future when we have an inspection unit, their findings into the capital request review process. Currently, we brought in the capital budget, facilities maintenance, A&E, risk management, and then user departments if they're users outside of DOS FM, working with the inspection and assessment data to try to develop capital requests based on that, on the safety and the needs on that, so there's objective criteria to bring forward to policymakers to try to make those decisions, and also try to really make a very as solid as possible a five-year plan. There's obviously advantages of having a five-year plan. First of all, you know where the county is going. You can look at it over, a large overview of it. And obviously there's tweaks that happen because things come up during that time period. It also allows, for example, the A&E folks the needed time in order to construct a capital budget around those projects. If we keep on changing it quickly, it becomes difficult for staff to develop budgets that put in front of policymakers they vote on and then know that that's going to be the budget and not overrun it and have problems with that budget or underrun it, which I think you see both that happening. And it also is a logical way to coordinate the county's needs and what the vision of where the county is going. Along with the budget and how we do capital projects, we are also, you can see this in the requested budget, asking for a position that used to exist in the county some time ago. I don't know if it was 4 or 5 years ago. And that person's job is to look at how we put together capital budgets to make sure that they're accurate, that those estimates are taking consideration the different county policies that are out there. For example, the residency for vendors, the DBE, all those things are factored in to the cost estimate on the front end. And also, we do at times use vendors to also construct budgets. This position would also oversee that work for those vendors.
What's the name of that position?
What was it called? Estimator.
Yeah.
What was it previously called? It's called a project coordinator.
Okay. It was called a project coordinator in the past, and we're going to be recreating it and requesting it in the 13 budget. Also, along those lines, recently, last several months, we adopted a new policy within facilities on capital projects. That if, be very clear that if the adopted budget is exceeded, you needed fund transfer to go through DOS Fiscal, the county exec, and the county board, straight out, that you can't hide it, you can't do anything like that. You have to, at the earliest possible time, bring that forward and get the proper approval to move forward. The change orders in the aggregate over $10,000 of the adopted budget, even if not over the adopted budget, but within the adopted budget, but there's change orders from the original estimate. We actually have to have we have to have the players, stakeholders at a meeting to understand what was the cause of this, what happened, and document it. And if it's a vendor's issue, incorporate legal counsel into it. Find out what the flaws were in the process to try to correct it in the future. That's the same thing we're doing with the consultants' agreements as well. If there's going to be revision within the adopted budget, obviously if it goes above the adopted budget, it has to go through fund transfer and going through the county exec and county board. Within the budget, we're also putting the process in place so we put shine a light on it, try to find out what the causes are, try to improve the process going forward that caused it, and look for any type of remedy that might be available to us.
Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Is that dealing with fiscal, or is that facility, or is that dealing with your new fiscal, how you want to maintain? Because when you're talking about vendors, you're talking about
right.
change orders, are you talking about highway roads and everything else?
No, the buildings. That's fiscal. No, nothing to do with roads.
I want to make sure I was following you properly.
Yes. It's just DOS fiscal. And the also with the consolidation of property management, you saw that in the 12 budget, building on some great work that the audit department has done, you have the structure that you see before you. Going forward for the 13, we are looking to, and obviously this the DOS fiscal was that first step, and it's down that road. You're going to see in the 13 budget. is our attempt to take the next step, is to look at other facilities that are not currently under DAS Fiscal to see does it make sense at this point in time to bring them under in this new process. And obviously, the I think as I said before, I do want to be careful that it's not. I want to make sure that it's a reasoned approach rather than all in and can kind of sink the effort. I want to make sure it's manageable and something that we can accomplish in a year, and then in 14 look for potentially more, and 15, and make sure that we try to work out as many bugs and kinks as we go along before we bite off more than we can chew. Obviously, these changes are large. We want to make sure that we do them right. And the comprehensive facilities plan has been signed, and my understanding is this week CBRE is meeting with their subcontractors on the contract, and Wednesday of next week they meet with county staff for the kickoff of the CBRE project, and that is looking at what amounts to 25 buildings and assessing them for highest and best use, and we'll be getting a report back from them. And in fact, the way that I believe it's going to roll out is it's not going to be just waiting for 6 months and here's a report. They are doing a, as they get buildings done, we'll be getting that data, and obviously we'll be sharing with this committee as we get it. We are currently in the second round of interviews for the new facilities director. Those second round interviews are going to be, I think it's on the 19th of next week, so Wednesday of next week. It's Wednesday of next week. Also, the position of sustainability director that was also created in the budget is posted, and I believe for applicants, and we've gotten. Okay, it closes at the end of this week, and I know we've gotten, while I haven't looked at them, I know we've gotten a good amount of resumes in, so there seems to be a good amount of interest in that position. And then the interview process will obviously continue after the advertising period is over.
Okay. You sure? Yes. Okay. Supervisor
Washer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the second page of the, third page of the handout, it has the Comprehensive Facility Management Plan will include the elements listed below. Could you just, I guess I'm looking for something better in a definition of terms here as far as, highest and best use and what your terminology, the definition of, consolidation, because if I'm understanding this right, we're not looking at, say, Parks Department buildings.
No, they're actually, they were excluded from the
RFP. Right, and there's other departments that are excluded. And how to fit this all together in a plan, because I don't believe we have any written policy that, who's defining highest and best use for Milwaukee County.
Chairman, supervisors, that we're looking with the consultant to help us define that. These bullet points were taken from the long-range strategic planning committee's resolution and request. That was included in the RFP, and these are the guides that the consultant will be using to work with us to help actually determine what that means for the county based on the individual properties they'll be assessing.
And also, that's something that when we bring things forward to show you what the results have been and updating, providing you with the criteria in order for you as policymakers to judge, okay, this is the criteria, we agree, disagree, we have problems here, so that you can also make that determination of, okay, I disagree, this is highest and best use, I agree it's highest and best use.
Well, it's just, I've been here long enough to see this cycle of, first we centralized, then we decentralized. That happened in the Parks Department. Everybody wanted to have a regional office, and now we have one central office. back and forth. So we have a lot of, you could say, dysfunctional park pavilions now because you have all these this office space out there. And you can go to just about any county department and see the same thing. So aren't we, I guess, just caught in the loop here of, you know, you guys are just doing the opposite of what the last administration did. They wanted to do all the satellite offices, so you guys want to be different, so we'll centralize everything.
That's a good point, and when you kind of look at the history, you do get kind of dizzy, and I think that that's one of the reasons of trying to take this in a measured approach rather than all in, to find out, you know, there's never a perfect solution on either extreme. The important thing is finding what's the proper balance, what makes sense operationally, especially at this point in time from where the policymakers want the county to be and where it wants it to go. So I hear what you're saying about the pendulum, but I think that's one of the goals of trying to take measured steps in it, is to correct problems or to modify as we go forward. Could I sit here and promise you that in 10 years someone's not before you saying, oh, we have to do the opposite? I can't, but I'm hoping that it's the process we're going through is a thoughtful one, and can provide you with the information to to make the decision. Yes, we should take the next step. Let's alter it here or what have you.
Well, when I look at the bullet points, then gets to the second one, to maximize the value of Milwaukee County's real estate portfolio. I really don't think that is inappropriate, because at least my interest is not to have a fire sale of Milwaukee County property. I have no idea what the property needs of Milwaukee County will be 20 years from now, and to try and hamstring some kind of the county board in the future. It is extremely difficult for Milwaukee County to acquire property with our limited budget. So it may so-called make fiscal sense today, the penny-wise, dollar-foolish stuff, where we get rid of a building or a parking lot or something, and then 20 years from now, you have no place to park, the dump trucks and the snow, and that kind of stuff. And we don't have the $10 million to acquire a major maintenance facility or something like that. So I just see that as, when we are saying in here that we want to, the sale of property is a huge thing, and the reduction of overall facility operational costs, that may actually entail demolishing old buildings and building a brand new, office building. A good example is City Campus. I have never liked that building since day one, and in fact, if it was up to me, I'd bulldoze the whole block. But that's the thing there, that we, are not, where do you house those people, and are we actually, what I don't see listed here is the actual evaluating our county government needs, and if those needs entail creation of a new building that would be a lower cost to operate over that time.
If I may respond, one of the things that when I was putting together the RFP, when we started really thinking about what does the county do and do well, we have real estate staff, their time is limited and whatnot, plus they're part of the county. What's great about, I think, CBRE, as in the panel when we were reviewing their proposal, is first of all, you've got an outside perspective. We've never really had that, at least in the time that I've been at the county. It's been the departments coming, saying this is what we want, but not from that real estate perspective. And the other thing about CBRE is, besides having that property management expertise, they have a government property management area, and that was one of the requirements. Is we have we wanted them to draw that expertise into this plan, and we made a point of that when we talked to them when we put together the contract. So, I think that if this is probably going to be the best approach we've taken in at least in the time that I've been here, to make that most fair assessment and using their expertise that, quite frankly, we don't have that.
Well, the question is, and this goes round and round, and we, yeah, one with the RFP, I don't recall that coming before our committee. Could you refresh my memory if that did?
That's right. That's correct. The RFP was, I'm trying to remember now. I think it was in the budget.
September of 11th.
September, yeah, thank you.
because the point being that, you know, looking at the life cycle of a building and our cost and where to house facilities and stuff, I still expect Milwaukee County to be here 50 years from now. Mm-hmm. So that, and providing services to the citizens, and that in the long run, that it is cheaper for the citizens to actually own a building than to lease it. And, you know, just to getting to some of the other ones, when we talk about reduction of liabilities and reduction of geographic scope, if anything, the lower populated areas of Milwaukee County are becoming more populated. So I would just like you to kind of clarify those last two points, because, you know, once again, it gets into this cycle. You're just doing the opposite of whatever they did previously.
But I think in this report, I think the criteria will be laid out what they judged the conclusions by which they got to their conclusions, et cetera. And I think that that's the can also provide the information, which can be augmented with additional information to inform a policy discussion with, you know, do we get rid of these buildings? Do we not? Do we, in your example, knock one down and build something new depending on what the needs of the county may be? This hopefully can provide some objective data to inform that discussion.
Well, unfortunately, though, in the bullet points, I don't see that clearly written as far as we're looking at the creation of something. All I see is that we're going to evaluate the buildings and get rid of as many as we can, and we're going to shrink our footprint, you could say, as much as possible. At least that's the impression that I get from the five bullet points that you have.
It's data, and you can if the data goes in that direction,
what I'm saying is I'm looking at the bullet points, and you're going to have data that's skewed towards that because you're telling your consultant that that's what the direction is, and I feel that that's an overstep of authority, and it's the department creating policy rather than just giving us data back because you're pointing it in that direction.
I believe that this was part of the long range strategic plan ordinance that was passed by the board that we put into the RFP.
And that doesn't mean that policy wasn't biased or skewed and pointed in a certain direction.
Oh, I understand. When you said we were doing policy...
All right, the conversation's done now.
Oh, sorry.
I will call on people. You almost done, Supervisor?
I just think what we need to seriously evaluate through this process, because I don't have a problem with a property management department. And, in fact, actually it was Linda Ryan who represented Supervisor Jurczyk, who actually talked about it in the late 90s, and I spoke with her in 2000 about it when I was first elected. It was sidetracked by the Walker administration. So this is absolutely nothing new. I guess where I see there being these problems, and I think it was alluded to a little bit earlier, about where does DAS stop, and to create the appropriate firewalls and to not limit the concentration of authority and power in DAS would be that the appropriate place for a property management division would be in the Department of Public Works and create the necessary kind of balance of power in our government structure.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you. What was the date of signing the contract with C.B. Richard Ellis?
June 6th, I believe.
Oh, this month?
It's my understanding.
Oh, this month?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my understanding that the specific facilities that were to be included in the contract were identified. How many facilities is that?
There are a total of 25. The issue that was kind of being worked out during the negotiations is the winning vendor based their bid, while we were negotiating, we kind of covered this, based on square footage, so not on 25 buildings. So there's negotiation going back and forth of finding 25 buildings to fit the, you know, to make sure that, that there are 25 valuable buildings or valuable things to look at and fit within the square footage parameters.
Mr. Chair, I would like to request that we get a report, and the this piece specifically eliminated Parkland. We never included Parkland in this.
Right.
But I would like to have a report. Actually, I would like to see the contract. Mm-hmm. Any problem with that?
No.
I would like to know what facilities were included and what facilities, therefore, are not included. So mm-hmm. if we could get that list. I would also like to ask if Julie Esch is going to remain on as the go-to person on this.
Yes.
She brings a lot of knowledge to this, and her perspective, her comments were exactly right on. You know, we spent a lot of time in strategic planning putting this together. The big picture piece is that we have vastly reduced the employees of this county from 9,000 to down now to under 5,000. It's 4,700 or something. I don't have the exact number, but we are getting to the point where we have almost reduced our work staff by half, and we have not reduced the space we occupy. And I mean that's the broad picture piece here. So strategic planning requested that we get this expertise, and through strategic planning, we learned that the county did not have the capacity to do what we are asking this this consultant to do for us. So I very much want to keep this on track. We need to. We've been criticized for doing strategic planning and not carrying through. So that's the big piece here. We need to carry through on this. And I just want to say, from listening to your report, and I agree with Supervisor Weishin in this regard, you have folded in the whole thing about the DOS redesign with this getting the strategic planning piece going. That RFP was done last year, and I'm still very critical about not getting that piece done immediately. You could have done all of that management stuff while C.B. Richard Ellis was doing their work. But now we've, quite frankly, in my opinion, wasted the time on it, and I continue to be irritated that we're not going to have this in time for budget planning. And finally, you know, I can just see the guys on the ground who actually screw the light bulbs in and screw the light bulbs out. You know, we've got DOS here. They're going to shine the light on, is your words. Why something didn't work and why it required inspection, which means more management, and yet the guys on the ground that are doing the work probably could have gotten that solution worked out pretty quickly. And that's the problem you get when you start putting everything under DOS. So I continue to be very concerned about this reorganization, but I'm very critical about having delayed this whole piece while you're trying to figure out this management stuff. So, and, you know, maybe I have to, again, make a statement because of the mud being thrown around. I have no contacts with C.B. Richard Ellis, no conflicts, no interest in this, et cetera. So let's get this done. I mean, this is strategic planning. We need to address it. Thank you.
All right. There was a request that I would like to have information as soon as possible, but also I would like to have a report done for our next committee cycle of all the buildings. Also, have bring the RFP in front of us so we know exactly what's in the RFP. So it's just an information report. Have the information for me. Thank you very much. Any other questions on this item, the informational item?
Just one last statement.
Address it to me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I don't think we passed $450,000 into the budget. It didn't kick in until January. I think actually to get a contract and everything else, and it's June. I hate to say it, but that's how fast this glacier moves. That we're called county government. So I really don't see that piece of it as the problem. So I don't think the administration can be blamed on that side of things. I think it is more the real issue is the scope of this work and how it will be implemented in the future, not how long it took to do an RFP and things like that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Item number 7.